full. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up.
Hey, hey, Eric B. and Rakim, JT.
Old school.
Bringing us in, man. And that's what Le'Veon Bell is doing, man. He's sitting back in Miami, jet skiing.
Rap battles.
Yeah, having CD releases or whatever they call it these days. I don't know, Kiki. What do they call it these days? Is it still a CD release? Well, he could be richer. He could be richer if he had his butt here in Pittsburgh helping us win games.
But wait a minute, Kevin, for a minute there. Let me stop and go back a minute. Now, do you agree or disagree with what he's doing? Really?
Check this out, man. Initially, I agree with him. He has to get paid. But he's kind of losing me, JT. He's kind of losing me, man. After I saw him on the jet ski and I saw the pounds that he has on him, he doesn't look like he's ready to play football, man.
I think that was the life vest you were looking at.
No, no.
Man, that dude's granite.
Man, you could see through that, man. He's not in football shape. If he came to Pittsburgh on Saturday, which, well, the show will be already being aired because he will have to report by Saturday at 4 p.m., so I'm just going to assume he's not here. But if he showed up today, he wouldn't be ready to play football, man. He would need a month.
I disagree with you. I think the man's ready. He showed last year. He did it last year.
But he was in shape last year.
I think he's in shape now.
And he came in. Here's the deal. Like I said, he's losing me a lot here. But
you're letting people talk you into that.
No, not at all. One of the things I thought he should have done out of respect, he should have at least said what his plans are. I'll be in week 10. I'll be in week 4. I mean, that doesn't hurt your negotiation. It might have even made it stronger because the Steelers really, they have their hands tied as far as what they could do right now. The decision was already made. Now he's on the trade block.
But I have a question. If he doesn't have a contract, how can they trade him?
Well, it would have to be a sign and trade.
Exactly.
It would have to be a
he
sign
he would have
and
to
trade.
Sign that tender.
Right.
Now, and here's the way I look at the Le'Veon Bell situation. You know, the thing that held him back from signing was the guaranteed money. That was the big stipulation.
Correct.
But, correct. And, you know, a week before that, Gurley signed that extension. He got a ton of guaranteed money. And the reason why I don't have a problem with what Le'Veon Bell's doing is because I look at, you watch these 30 for 30s. You see the 30 for 30 on Earl Campbell? The man can barely walk.
Yeah.
Knees are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and at 60 years old, this man can't walk. He can't pick up his grandchildren. You know what I mean? And that's like, you lay your life on the line for this football.
Yeah.
And this is what you get in return. And then you have, I mean, you need to get all you can because then you talk about CTE or, you know, who's to know? You're look at Junior Seau.
These guys. I agree with you with all that. Like I said, you have to get paid, and you know the teams look out for the team. You need to look out for yourself. Always bring up, man, he's been gone just this year, and I'm forgetting his name, but Landry Jones. That was backup quarterback. He had a year left on his contract. The Steelers said, we don't need you anymore, so we're letting you go. So he's not getting paid that 1 year on his contract. So what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. It works both ways.
Exactly.
However, you need to go about doing it the right way, and this is what I'm saying. You can't go from a position of strength to a position of weakness. And I think he's sliding that way because now he's kind of devaluing himself by not being in shape, okay? And now he might put himself in a tough situation where the Steelers will say, you know what, we're not going to do anything with you. And now he might be stuck again for next year. So you got to play your cards right, is what I'm saying. Play your cards right.
So if they trade, what do you think the Steelers should get for him?
Well,
at least.
I would say a second-round draft pick, at least, because they would get a third-round compensatory pick in 2020 if he just goes away.
Right.
If we don't do anything. So I think at least a second-round pick. Now, you hear some of the other people.
Player for player.
What do you mean, player for player?
Trade him for another player. You remember all the talk was going? They wanted to talk about trading the Raiders for Khalil Mack.
Right.
For Le'Veon Bell.
Well, the Steelers couldn't do that.
Because they couldn't afford Khalil Mack.
No, it wasn't so much that they couldn't afford him. The Steelers have $5 million under the cap right now. So they couldn't sign Khalil Mack. Okay? They just couldn't. They didn't have the cap space.
Well, I think they could have, but they just had to get rid of a lot of – they had to get
– yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you get rid of Ben Roethlisberger, you can do it, right?
Right.
But who's gonna? If you get rid of AB, you could do it. But who's gonna do that?
But look at the impact he's making in Chicago.
Oh, he would have made that same impact here.
Actually, I think it would have been better here.
Yeah, but you know what? A Corvette will work real nice in my garage, and for me to ride around, my wife will love it.
Right.
But I gotta have the money to do it.
Exactly.
And that's what it comes down to. But you know, let's go ahead and.
Do you think he's throwing it up in the Steelers' face with the old jet ski and all that and the dropping and all that?
No, I think he's just living his life.
You know why I think it's a bigger story? Is because his holdout has lasted longer. His holdout has lasted longer than everybody else's.
Well, he had a different situation than everybody else. You know, he was franchised last year. He didn't have a long-term deal, or he wasn't under a current contract. I think Khalil Mack was under a current contract, but
yeah,
he was
looking under his rookie contract.
Right, he was looking to get more. So I think he was in a different situation. But let's do this because I want to make sure we get everything in regarding what we need to, and let's talk about the AFC North. We have Cincinnati 2-1, we have Baltimore 2-1, and we could fix that again.
Mm-hmm.
We could fix that tomorrow. Cleveland 1-1, tied with us. So again, I think we could be in first place. Cincinnati plays Atlanta tomorrow.
Aren't they in Atlanta?
Right. Cincinnati plays Atlanta, and Cleveland plays Oakland, out in Oakland. Oakland is 0-3. Come on, man. They got to win that. They have to win it. You would think,
they're
right?
Right where I thought they would be.
Is that right?
Gruden's a great salesman, but his products aren't that great. I'm
okay.
Sorry. So
he's a good used car salesman.
I think Cleveland's going to give it to the Raiders.
You do?
Yes.
Out in Oakland.
The Cleveland's defense, they're not to be played with, man. The defense the Cleveland Browns are putting out on the field. I mean, look what they did. They went into New Orleans and basically shut New Orleans out to the end of the fourth quarter.
And, again, that's why I asked earlier.
They should have won that game.
That's why I asked earlier, are we too hard on our Pittsburgh Steelers? It's not as though,
We're passionate fans. We're all,
yeah. If we don't blow someone out 42-0 with no turnovers – no one is happy. It's just incredible. So, yeah, the AFC North, I feel real good about the Steelers' position right now. And when you take a look at the other divisions, you have Miami, which I think is they're fool's gold right now. They haven't played anyone, and they're playing New England. New England is 1-2.
And they're at home, though.
Right.
So, but the difference this year, I think, with Miami – is Ryan Tannehill's back. And even though they lost Jarvis Landry, I still like the Patriots at home. And I think
– Well, we're gonna go through the picks.
Oh, okay. I thought you were –
ready to do our pick segment yet, but we're gonna hit that up. I just want to go through the conference to see where everyone stands real quick here. So, like I said, I think Miami is fool's gold, so they have to face New England and then the Jets 1-2 and Buffalo 1-2. I don't think they'll do anything this year either. And then, you know, like we talked about earlier, man, in the AFC South, Tennessee put it to Jacksonville, man. They, you know, Jacksonville has a hard time playing against Tennessee, and right now they're tied for first place in the AFC South with a 2-1 record. And what about Indy and Andrew Luck? Can't throw a ball 50 yards?
Well, I just don't think they have their identity yet. They've been in every game.
Okay.
I just don't think they have their identity yet.
Okay, but he can't throw a ball 50 yards. So on that Hail Mary, they had to bring the backup quarterback in to throw the Hail Mary. So I think that's a bad coaching move. I think if you can't throw the ball 50, 60 yards, you don't let everybody know. I think what you do in that situation, you throw a hitch and go, or what do you call it, an out and pitch.
Yeah.
You have your receiver run an out or in, throw him the ball, and let him pitch it to a running back to go downfield. I mean, we've seen it work a number of times. I think, didn't Kansas City just beat Dallas that way a year or two ago? I believe so. With number 10. I forget number 10.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, he took it to the house, I think, maybe right before halftime. So I think that was bad coaching by showing everyone that Andrew Luck cannot throw a 50-yard ball. So we'll see how defenses respond. Now, you know, down with the AFC West, Kansas City looks like the real deal, JT.
They are.
3-0. But one thing that I'll be reserved about, or I'll be hesitant about, is nothing new for Kansas City to start hot. I remember a couple of years, they started off 8-0 and ended up 8-8 and 9-7.
Yeah, but they weren't putting up 38 points a half. These guys are throwing up points. So, and I think it's hard for a lot of teams to come back from that.
They have a different quarterback.
Yeah, this kid's the real deal.
He's the real deal. But, again, it's a long season, so let's see what happens.
I believe he's going to be the number one quarterback in the NFL for the next few years to come. I'm telling you. Not only in that division.
Well, he hasn't won a playoff game yet. So let's hold our horses. I guess, with Stephen A. Smith on this one. Let's let things play out. Time will tell. But right now he is looking real good. And then you have Denver 2-1. And the Chargers, they continue to lose 1-2. And the Raiders are 0-3. So I say all of that because, you know, when you take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, not only are we right there in our division, but we're right there to get a good seed in the AFC as well.
So in 13 more weeks, who do you think is going to be at the top of the AFC North?
Oh, definitely the Pittsburgh Steelers. No doubt about it. Now, when we go over to the NFC.
It gets real interesting.
Yeah, because I hate to hear people say this, but they're saying that all the good teams, for the most part, are, you know, on the NFC or in the NFC. You know, you got Philly and Washington right now. They're tied at 2-1. You got Chicago leading their division at 2-1, and Green Bay 1-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, right behind them. What about Aaron Rodgers, JT? Should he be playing?
I think they should have put him on the bench for a couple weeks. You know, when he was obviously in pain with that knee, I think, you know, it's the coach's decision to sit him down because they lost the two games anyway, right?
Right.
So what would have been – you would have probably had a better chance of winning with someone else. So I believe they should have sat him down, let him get healthy, let that knee, you know, get taken care of for a couple weeks, and then let him come back and do what he does. But it's not getting any healthier just to keep playing on it while it's injured.
And now their defensive end, Muhammad Wilkerson, he's out
with
the ankle for a whole year as well. And then let's talk about San Francisco.
Garoppolo's gone.
He's out for the whole year.
Yeah.
And the Rams, they're leading that division at 3-0. Seattle isn't doing anything this year at 1-2, and Arizona is still looking for their their first win.
Isn't it amazing how Seattle just ruined that team in the last 4 years? 4 years ago, they were in Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls, and they just dismantled that team.
And people sit back and they talk about Mike Tomlin. Okay. So I'm not even going to go down that road. You can look all across the league and see how Mike Tomlin is just outperforming these other coaches. But that's a whole nother story. And then in the NFC South, we had Tampa Bay that we just beat up on 2-1 tied with New Orleans and Carolina. And then Atlanta is 1-2. That's another team that's that has a losing record.
And you look at the, and these are supposed to be high power teams, but when it comes down to again, Atlanta, they lost Devontae Freeman, and you know, for a couple weeks ago,
right?
So, and they, but they got that youngster out there. Well, that demon, he's a, been a demon the last 2 weeks. That Calvin Ridley,
right,
out of Alabama,
right? He's a beast.
The Steelers got to put up with him in a few weeks,
right? Right. They, I hope we're ready. I really do.
Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley,
right. But let's do this, JT, because I want to get in a few other sports topics before we get to our NFL pick. I know we're running short on time, but, you know, from a baseball standpoint, I just want to make everybody aware the Boston Red Sox, they're the beasts of Major League Baseball. They got the best record in baseball. The postseason is about to start. They have home field advantage locked up. And the wild card games, the American League wild card game will be Tuesday. The National League wild card game will be Wednesday. Who do you like? Your World Series winner. Give me somebody. I like Boston.
Yankees.
The Yankees. Okay, well, it's that time, JT. Get these picks in, man, for week four of the NFL. What we're going to do, JT, I'm going to give you the game, and we're both going to make our picks, all right? And then we're going to come back next week, and we're going to be accountable. See how we do. See how we do. All right, so we have Cincinnati against Atlanta. And what we're doing, JT, we're doing this straight up, man. We're not doing this plus one, plus two,
right,
minus zero. Who do you got?
I like the Falcons at home.
I like the Falcons as well. All right, so Green Bay. Buffalo at Green Bay, I should say.
Buffalo surprised a lot of people by going into Minnesota and winning. But going to Lambeau Field and trying to win. And they got this running back, Aaron Jones, back now. The guy's averaging 8 yards a carry like he did last year before he left. I like the Green Bay Packers at home.
I like Green Bay too, JT. But Aaron Rodgers need to go somewhere and sit his butt down, man. Running around on that bum knee. All right, Tampa Bay, Chicago. Man.
I like the Buccaneers.
I like the Buccaneers as well. I wouldn't call it upset, though. Detroit at Dallas.
Detroit.
Detroit?
Dallas is in disarray.
You think? All right, I like the Cowboys.
I like. So you taking the Cowboys?
I'm taking the Cowboys. The Super Bowl champs, the world champion, Philadelphia Eagles at Tennessee.
I like the Eagles.
I like Philly, too. All right, so Houston Texans against the Colts, Indianapolis Colts.
Deshaun Foster can't throw the ball out of his way right now, so I'm going with the Colts.
He had a good game. Yeah. Oh, I like Houston, man. Who do you have?
I'm going with the Colts.
You're going with the Colts. All right. Miami at New England.
New England ain't losing at home to Miami.
I don't like New England.
Ooh.
I don't like, but I got to pick them.
Go
I
got to
pick them. Let's go, man. Let's go. All right. So New York Jets versus Jacksonville Jaguars.
You never know what Jets team is going to show up. So I'm just going to have to – I'm going with the Jaguars at home with the best defense in the NFL.
All right. I'm not sure about that. I'll take Jacksonville. All right. Cleveland way out in L.A. against the Raiders. L.A., Las Vegas, I don't know, somewhere.
Raiders, like I said, Gruden's a salesman. I don't care for salesmen. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns upsetting the Raiders.
I have the Raiders get their first win of the year. Seattle Seahawks against the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals at home.
I have the Seahawks. New Orleans against the New York Giants.
New Orleans.
I agree. What about San Fran and the Chargers?
I'm going with the Chargers.
I got L.A. as well. All right. We're going to save the Steelers for last. Kansas City Monday night against Denver.
How can you bet against KC right now? They're the hottest team in the NFL.
I agree with
you.
And
I'm staying with them.
I think they'll keep it rolling. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Baltimore's coming in here in first place.
You going to give me a final score, too?
No, maybe.
I say Pittsburgh 35-21.
Well, since you bet, I say Pittsburgh, and I'm going 36-17. JT, we wrap that up, man. Thanks very much for coming in.
Man, thank you for having me. This has just been a great experience.
And the name of your business before we hop off?
JT's Catering, JT's Rib Shack out of Penn Hills, Pennsylvania.
For those of you listening, thanks again. And again, this is our brand new show, Soul Take Live, every Saturday at 6 p.m. We'll see you next week.
It's Soul Jake, brought to you by Cameron Professional Family of Businesses.